v'kaisarua. Talking about this wall was a weak wall. So Rashi says, le'asadei le'misnakoi. You didn't do any damage by breaking the wall, because the wall was supposed to be broken down anyway. If you have a weak wall, you can't leave it. It's a mazik. So you have to knock it down yourself anyway. So I just did your taiva, I knocked it down. So that's why I'm poti b'dina yodim. All right, turn over. Oh, mama, what we say, your mama said before, Hakoi faith koi mosa shachaveroi pifnei adleika. If you bend over somebody's wheat or the corn, and now a fire coming will burn it, so again, you're potter b'din yodim. Hekadam, what's the case talking about? Ilayma de matle b'ruch mitsuya, if a normal wind would have brought the fire to that field anyway, Fred Gemara b'din. No, forget. When you bent over the wheat or the corn, now a normal wind would take that fire coming and burn the field. For the Gemara, if that's the case, so b'dina yodam namin chayiv, you should be chayiv b'dina yodam. Because when the Ruach Mitzuyah comes, Rashi says, already a dying hiver, u'b'dina yodam nechayiv, u'b'dina yodam nechayiv. Like if normally the wind takes the fire, so the fire's route is to come down this street right now, and you put somebody's tefillah there, avada yechayiv. That's simply like you put the wheat into the fire. So why are you potter? El of the cases like this, to mat your bruach sheinu metzuya. It's talking about that a normal wind would have not taken the fire to where you put the wheat. It's only an abnormal wind came. So that's called like a grumma, therefore you potter. Rashi, bruach sheinu metzuya, to need to like sarkadaiti, it's something you didn't have to think about. That's why you potter. Could be like you're like an honest here. That's why you potter. For Rashi says, tomonitna. Here was the reason why your potter is because it's tumin, you covered it up. Mishum deshaviyat tumin b'yesh. The reason why your potter, Rashi says, shekisa kames chaveri besadinin. We're talking about that you covered up the wheat with a covering. Kishiro de lake etzlo, when you saw a fire covering. V'hula shahidin tell you, v'hula shalach azabero, v'shaviyat tumin, v'gorim lehefsa desa nizig, v'lifter esa mavi, the potter of tumin b'yesh. That's what you call the gorim now. What happened was somebody lit a fire, and he was a mazik, and if this fire would have burnt down the field, so the mazik, the Baal Eish, has to pay for the field. Now a third party came along and covered up that field. When he covered up the field, he made a tumun, and the lacha is when an Eish burns up something that's covered, the Baal Eish is potter. So this third person made the nizik lose out. So the lacha, he caused him a damage. He's not going to be paid now for the burnt field. So that's the chiddush that he's potter b'din yodim, because it's only called the grumma. He didn't do any actual damage. He just was guarding you to have a loss. So therefore, Grom is potter. Yeah. So that's what we said before. Ha'seich erei de'sheka. That if you hire false seidim, you're potter. Hechidah, what's the guy talking about? Ilei melanash, if you hired false seidim for yourself, that you made somebody else pay you money. Rashi says, lo'itzi mama mechaber, liatzma, you made somebody else give you $1,000. You hired false seidim to say that Reuven owes you $1,000. Then you have to pay 100, you have to pay the money back. You have to pay back the money within the yodim. Why should it be put over here? The money that he gave you, you have to give back. So why do you say put within the yodim? If you hired Adam to say false Adam for you and they caused someone to give you money, that money is gezel. You have to give the money back. Hell, in a case like this, lechavrei, that Rashi says, Socher ede shekel eitzi mam Reuven leShimon. You hired false Edim to say to Reuven that Shimon owes him $1,000. So in that case, you're potter b'din yodim. Even though you caused Shimon to have to give $1,000 to Reuven, you caused Shimon to have a loss, but the pshat is you only caused him. You didn't do the actual loss. You only hired Edim. So therefore, the ma'aseh, you're potter from pain. Even in the case where we can't make the other people give back the money, you'll be potter, because you're only a goyim. If you know to say edus for your friend, the yain and mail, and you don't say it for him, also you're potter within a yodim. The question is, v'mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me to betray that two edim over here, talking about two people. For the mob shita, the iraisa, that's the posik mid iraisa. Drashi dechai b'din eshmein. What's the chiddush here? Like if you know edus and you don't say it, pshita yechai b'din eshmein. Like vice says, b'din yodim, pshita you potter over here. You didn't do anything. You're only a gorim. What do you want? The chiddush pashit that yichai b'din eshemayim. For the gemara, that's also pshita that yichai b'din eshemayim. The pasuk says, "Im lo yagid v'nos avoynoi." If you do not say Eidus, that you know, it's Venosa Verna, you're at fault. Mashma Bedina Shemayim, you'll get punished for it. El the Chiddush here is Bechad. The Chiddush here is even though you're only one Eid. That's the Chiddush that Rashi the El Bechad, the Mechayiv Shvua, Bedina Shemayim Mechayiv. The Yevi Masid Chayiv Leshvua, Vedum Lehevi Mishtam Veshukra Mishalim. That's the Chiddush. You're only an Eid Echod. By Momen Eid Echod is not believed. You can't be Maitse Momen. But I call upon him an Eid Echod is Mechayiv Shvua. So if you would have said the Eidus, maybe the other person wouldn't have swore, and therefore would have paid the money. Therefore, considered you made the person a loss by not saying your Eidus. That's the Chiddush that Bedin is Shemayim Mechayim. So the Gemara Vesu Lekka, the no other cases, Rashi, the Chayim Bedin is Shemayim, are these the only cases that Chayim Bedin Yodam, that the Potem Bedin Yodam, Chayim Bedin is Shemayim? There are a lot of cases that you Chayim Bedin is Shemayim. Bedin is Shemayim means Bezdin here in this world doesn't give you punishment. But the day Shemayim, you did something wrong. In Shemayim, you'll get punished for it. And that means you have to do tshuva. You have to know Bedin is Shemayim, you'll get punished. You have to do tshuva. What are the cases? Ho'isim locha b'mechatis. If somebody does work with mechatis, you make it possible. Mechatis is the water they make from the paraduma to use for the mechatis. If somebody uses it, does work for it, it becomes possible. So you are gar mehefsid. Rashi says shashoko connected with mishkolas masech the gittin. They nisolim b'mlocha. Now you make the water possible. Of the paraschatis is these cases is potim b'din yodim mechayim b'din yeshemayim. So Rashi says, why are you putting it in the yodim here? The churat hezek v'yadayim. You did damage to it directly. You work with this water. You made the water possible now for the mechatis of paraschatis. So Rashi says, the reason why we did the yodim, we hold the potter, is because it's called the hezek shena nikur. Because we can't tell the damage. The water looks the same water as it was before. You did a malacha. It's a din that it's possible. But we can't tell it. So this man, the yamold, hezek shena nikur. You can't see the damage. Lo shemei hezek. It's not called hezek. The kulay hani tiyufta b'mestisaninu. All these kashas are from brises. For the Gemara, I have another kasha also, and still here it says that potem d'gav v'chayev d'neshemayim. For the Gemara, Vika, I have another halacha. Hanoi saint samam over to vei behemoth chaveru. Somebody puts down poison in front of your friend's animal and he eats it and dies. Again, potem d'gav v'chayev d'neshemayim. You're potem d'gav because he did it to himself. Who asked him to eat it? But you're chayev d'neshemayim because you were garden, you put it there. So the other cases also you see. For the Moravid is another case. Shlecha is a bear. If you send a fire, the Yadcher is straight to the cotton pot and the Yadcher is chayim b'din Hashemayim. Again, with the Yadam Yapota, you're only chayim b'din Hashemayim. Rika is another case. Amavis is chavera. If you scare your friend, Rasha Tzokeya Lev Yaznoi, you blow in his ear suddenly and you make a damage there. So also, you didn't do it via dying, like he got scared. So potim b'din Yadam chayim b'din Hashemayim. That's another case. The Ika is another case also. Nishpura akada b'shus rabin. Fulay silkoi. If you broke a pitcher b'shus rabin, you didn't pick up the broken pieces. And nofla gamloi, or else your camel fell down, you didn't pick it up. So mashma, there are a lot of cases that yichai b'dini yodam, potim b'dini shemayim. Yichai b'dini, yipotim b'dini yodam, and yichai b'dini shemayim. It's in, true. Miyu Ika tuva. There are a lot of cases. V'hani yitzruchalei, but these cases that we said, we need it for. Because now the time of the Dinei Shemayim, I would have thrown these cases, Yepoti with the Dinei Shemayim, Kamashmalon, no, that Yechai with the Dinei Shemayim. These cases I would have thought to say Yepota. Kamashmalon, no, Taki Yechai. That's why these three cases are the Chidushim, even though there are a lot of cases like this, that you're Poti with the Dinei Yodem and Chai with the Dinei Shemayim, that's the cloud of every Grom is like that. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that nun vavam aralus in the middle. Again, the Gemara says ha poiritz gedim. Then we just got finished saying that even though there are a lot of cases that it could be a potter b'din the odom v'chayi b'din the shemayim, but the reason why the Brayis only says these three cases because these cases tell us a big chiddushim. What does it teach us? Like this: ha poiritz gedim b'fnei behemes chaveroi. If you knock down the fence in front of your friend's animal, you knock down the fence of the corral. So I would have thought, the mouth of Tam, I would have thought to say, Ki vondala mistere koi, since the fence is aiming to break down anyway, my of it, what did I do? Bedine Shemayim namila lechayiv, maybe I'm not even lechayiv bedine Shemayim. In other words, it's normal for a fence to fall down, so the owner always has to go around and check it anyway. So even though I broke it, but maybe I'd be put even bedine Shemayim. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush know, that you should know, Bedina Shemayim, still you're a Gurim, you caused the animal now to go out to do damage, therefore you're Chayiv, Bedina Shemayim.
Now the next case is HaKoifef Koimosa Shechaveroi. If you bend over the tfuah, the wheat of your friend, and now a fire comes and burns it. So it's a ruach shein and mitzuya. That's why Yoni Chayiv is in Eshemayim. So here also, Mal the time I would have thought to say, Leima mi hevi yodano diasya ruach shein and mitzuya. Do I have to think that maybe a strange wind will come to make the fire come and burn it? No, it's like an honest. And therefore maybe Medina Eshemayim namela lechayiv. Even Medina Eshemayim should be potter. Since Lamaisa, a ruach mitzuya cannot take the fire to burn this tefuah. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, know that Lamaisa, you bent over the wheat, and because of what you did, now the fire burns it, therefore Yechai B'din HaShemayim. For the Gemara though, or the Rabashi, according to Rabashi, the Omar Nama that said also the case before is Tamun Itmar, that the case is that you went and covered up your friend's wheat, and now when the fire comes and burns it up, the Mazik is Potter. So you're a Gurim, you caused that the owner loses out. Nobody's going to pay him now for the damage. So what's the chiddush on that? So Morris says also, mal d'teim, I would have thought to say, ano kisuya kisistei nalich. The person could say, listen, what did I do? I took my clothing and I covered over your wheat. I thought maybe I'll save it from the fire. So therefore, b'dinei shemayim namila lechayiv. Maybe even b'dinei shemayim also we should be potter. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush now, that Bidinei Shemayim, you're chayiv, because you're causing him to have a loss. You went and covered up Reuven's wheat. If you wouldn't have covered it up, then when the fire burnt it down, the one that made the chayiv would have been chayiv to pay him. Now that you covered it up, Sa'eshus Potter on Tomun. So therefore, you caused the owner to have a loss. That's why you're chayiv Bidinei Shemayim. Now the other case is, V'haseicher Eidei Sheker, if you hire, you rent, Edim to say false edus that Yechai b'din Hashemayim nami. Mal the time I would have thought to say Yepota completely maybe even within Hashemayim, because Leima you have a right to say Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishaimim. Like you have a right to say when I offer these people money, for sure they're supposed to say no. They're not supposed to listen to me. They're supposed to listen to Hashem. Therefore, I would have thought to say that I'm not doing anything. I'm just like joking around with you. So that's the Kamash Mula. No, that's still the Ma'isi Yechai. Bidinei Shemayim. Like Rashi says, "V'hoi yilehem shloyidu." Really, these Eidus Sheker on themselves, they should have not said, because divrei mishaimim. So therefore, I would have thought you put the Bidinei Shemayim kamash lo no to yichayv. And the last case was v'hayodeya Eidus lachaveroi. If you yourself really know how to say Eidus for your friend and you hold it back, you don't want to say it, so yichayv Bidinei Shemayim. V'yena neidloi. So Mar says Nami here also. Maho the time I would have thought to say, Miyema, who would say, Tichi Heavy Mesadinalei, even if I would have said Adis, Heavy Moida, that he would admit it, Dil Mevi Mishtabala Shikra, like I'm only an Eidechod, so maybe he wouldn't have agreed to me, but rather maybe he would have sworn against me, L'Sheker, and therefore I didn't cause you a loss at all, and therefore maybe Vedina Shemayim Namile Lechayiv, even Vedina Shemayim also maybe should be Potter. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, no, that's the Maisi Yechayiv. Kamash Malon, that's Yechayiv. Bidinei Shemayim. So that's why these four cases are asked to say it, because there's a Chiddush here, that Yechayiv Bidinei Shemayim. But other cases, it's posher that you're potter Bidinei Yodim, Chayiv Bidinei Shemayim, that's why it doesn't have to say it. Now, our Mishnah says, Nifritzo Balayla, Oysher Patsu Listim, if by night time the animals broke loose, or the wall fell down, so you're an onus, or else a listim came and broke the wall down at night time, and the animal goes down and does damage, so the Mishnah says, you're potter, because you're an onus. Omar Rabba, Rabba said, you should know, Vusha Chosra. We're talking about over here, that the animal dug underneath. Vusha Chosra, Rashi says, Hoditna Nifrat Sabalaila potter. That's how we say, if the fence fell down at night time, and the animal goes down, that you're potter, we're going, Shechosra HaBehema. The animal dug underneath it. V'hepilo ha'koiso. And that's the way the wall fell down. Because in such a case, you're a complete onus. Avoloi chos ramai. But if the animal did not dig under, but rather the wall fell down by itself, what do you want to tell me, chayiv, that then the baal, the owner, is chayiv? Because if his wall fell down, he should have put up a stronger wall. So then he's chayiv. So Mer says, hey, chidami, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Kaisel Bari, we're talking about a strong wall. Since so, kiloi chosro, I might chayiv. If it was a strong wall, so the owner doesn't have to think that maybe it's going to fall down. So even if the animal did not dig underneath it, but just it happened, and honest happened, the wall fell down by itself, my hevel elam hevel, what should have the owner have done? He put up a nice strong wall. So of course he's potter. Eli has to tell me the koisarua. We're talking about that this wall was a weak wall. If so, ki chosra my potter. Even if the animal goes now and digs under the wall, and because he digs, that's where it falls down, still the owner should be chayiv. Amai potter, what does the Mishnah say is potter? Chilose v'pshia v'soifu b'yainasu. That at the beginning you're up a shaya. You left him with a weak wall, the wall by itself could cave down. And then you'll be chayiv. True, the end happened that the animal dug underneath it is like an onus. So honicha, this is good, l'man d'yom that holds. Chilose v'pshia v'soifu b'yainas potter. If yod alocher, it's chilose v'pshia v'soifu b'yainas potter, very good. El adol l'man d'yoma. Chilose v'pshia. If so, what can you say? What does our Mishnah say? Your pot, you should be chayiv. So Mar says, El, according to Raman Diyama, Mas Nisim Kaisavari. No, our Mishnah is talking about that you left the animal last night with a nice strong wall. So, and really, even if the animal did not dig underneath the wall, but just the wall fell down by itself, still the owner is potom, because he's a real honest. If so, when did Rabbi say his halacha? V'chi'itma de Rabbi, when did we learn Rabbi's halacha? As Sefer itma. We learned it on the Sefer. So what the Sefer says, Hanicha v'chama, if the owner leaves his animal in the sun, Oishemosro l'cher v'shoit v'kotem, or else to give it over to a fool, or to a cher v'shoit v'kotem to watch it, V'yotesa v'zeke, now the animal goes out and does damage, chayiv. In such a case, the owner is chayiv, he's a pesheya. He should have known that if you leave it in the sun, it gets wild and it'll go out. And a cheresh shayt v'katan is like nothing, so you should have known it's going to go and do damage. On this, Omar Rabbi says, V'afilu chosro, that you should know, even if the shore now dug underneath the wall, and that's why the wall came tumbling down, which is the chur like an onus, still yechayiv. And loy mi boy, not only, hechad loy chosro, not only when the shore did not dig under, but rather just to knock down the wall, to kula b'pshiyahu, that the owner is a complete pshiyah for leaving him in the sun, or for giving him over the chereshet of the cotton. And the fact the wall fell down, for sure the owner is chayiv, elabot afilu, even in the case of chosro, even in the case where the shore went and dug underneath the wall, and by him digging under the wall, which is like an onus, that caused the wall to come down. Still, now the time I would have thought to say, heavy lot chilos v'pshia, v'soifu v'yainis, that maybe it should be told in that machlek is v'chayiv or not, kamash malon, on this the Mishnah teaches us now, to kula pshihi, that the owner is called a complete pshia. My time, what's the reason? The omalei, we tell the owner, neida yadas, you should have known, the chivon de shavkosa b'chama, since you left your animal in the sun, and the sun bothers him, he gets nervous, he's going to start running around to do damage. That kol titzakor, the isla, any type of an excuse, Rashi says tachbolus, any type of a way to free himself or to run out, lemevad ovdo, he would do v'nafka and go out. So therefore, you should have known that it's possible the animal will even start to dig underneath the wall and come out. So that's the chiddush here that you're called a psheya. You should have known that when you give an animal in the sun and he gets nervous there, anything possible that he could do, he will do. So there's no more thing as an onus. You call the pesheya and yichayiv. Then the Mishnah says, "Hoytziyu you listim chayovim." If the listim take him out, if the listim go into your house and takes out the shore, so l'maisa the ganif is chayiv. If the animal goes and does damage now, he is achroi. He has to take care of it.